Anyhow, I was just thinking about American culture and who we are at various times in our development, which is bringing me to a quote by the 19th century poet Walt Whitman.
Oh, you are good.
Good transition there.
Yes.
Walt Whitman, he set out really what legions after him have continued to try and gauge, and that is who we are. He said, and I'm going to paraphrase this, the genius of the United States is not best or most in its executives or legislators, but always most in the common people. Now, the Christian Science Monitor has taken up the challenge of finding out what people, voters, believe and feel in a quest called Patchwork Nation. They've broken the country up into 11 different socio-cultural political categories with names like Boomtown or Tractor Country or Military Bastion, and they're writing and blogging about it. Joining us now is Dante Chinney, a national correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor and the leader of the Patchwork Project. Good morning, Dante, and let's start with Hopkinsville, Kentucky. You just wrote about that community. How did you categorize it, and what did you find there?
Well, Hopkinsville is something we call a military bastion, and there are these counties around the country, and this is all done by county, which was the best way, it turns out, to sort the data, because there was what was available, and building it up another way, starting at community level, and it would have been just nightmarish in terms of work. But military bastions are these places that they sit near military bases, or they've got a high number of veterans or National Guardsmen in it, and it does create kind of a unique atmosphere. And what these things are that we found is they're places. It's not about types of voters so much as types of place in America, and the idea is where you live and the issues you deal with every day, the people you see and you talk to on the street, all these things end up shaping how you view the world.
And how do the folks in Hopkinsville view the world?
Well, they are a little different. They tend to view the world. Iraq is a big issue there, but it's not the issue that it is for, like, say, you and I. It's a much more personal issue. They know a lot of people serving over there, and they don't talk about the war. Nobody really talks about the war in Hopkinsville. You're not supposed to talk about the war in Hopkinsville.
It has one of the highest casualty counts, doesn't it, in Iraq? They have a very high number. Yes.
They have a huge number of people over there, yeah, and some are on their third and fourth tours even now. You know, and the other thing that's done there is it's actually hit the economy, because that's people there that are not spending money, you know, at the, long line of Applebee's and Chili's and the things that kind of occupy the thing they call the strip in Hopkinsville.
And you talked a little bit about the process you used to define the 11 regions. You said you went through county information. What kind of information? How did you build this model so that you could come up with this definitions?
Well, we started out thinking that there had to be a better way of understanding the country and sorting through all this data, and said, well, what about census data? And it all exists by county anyway. So that was what we used. And we used a variety of things. We didn't want it to be one just age or just occupation. So these 11 groups are kind of cross-sections of all sorts of data, including age, occupation, religion, income, and some kind of elementary consumer data, alcohol sales, tobacco sales, percentage of new cars and things like that.
Oh, how interesting. And you also have some people who are helping you out, and those would be the bloggers like Kathy Hiker. Kathy, you there?
Yes, that's correct.
Good morning. You're a blogger from Eagle, Colorado, and your area is described as a boom town. What does that mean exactly?
Eagle is a small town in the mountains west of Vail. We're 30 miles west of the ski resort of Vail. In the past about 8 years, the population has nearly doubled. So the town is going through rapid change. In a recent survey, more than 55% of the residents of the town had lived here 5 years or less. So we're seeing a lot of new people who are bringing a lot of new values and opinions to the community.
And a lot of new ones. So what is the old Eagle, Colorado, and what's the new one today in terms of views of who they are and their view on the world?
The old Eagle was more of originally a ranching community. People had ranching sort of values, simple values. What we've got here now is people moving in to a sort of swanky new subdivision, and they're moving down from the Vail area. They're looking for more urban services and amenities than the previous population was.
So they like the creature comforts, and you're not far from Vail, and we know people like their creature comfort there in Vail. But let me go back to you, Dante, which is what you found is that there are a lot of similarities, although there are real differences. I mean, we just heard about two, Hopkinsville and also there in Eagle, Colorado, very different, but there are some things that people in both places are worried about today. And what is that?
Well, the economy, it's really interesting the way the economy has kind of seeped into everything. And it's you view it through gas prices, and some places it comes up in terms of foreclosures. I do have some communities that are seeing, obscene foreclosure rates. And, you know, all these things together have kind of made the economy, without question, the main issue out there right now shaping the election. And it's going to be bigger. And the other thing that's really going on out there that we don't quite get in the media is people have kind of been disengaged for the last couple of months. People really have not been paying, as much as we all like to pay attention to everything
up
in the rain. They've tuned out for a bit, and they're ready to tune back in now, I think, but they've been gone for a while.
Dante Chinney, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Dante Chinney is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, and he is leading the Patchwork Nation Project. Also, thank you, Kathy Hiker.
You're welcome.
Kathy Hiker is a blogger from Eagle, Colorado, and she's blogging for the Patchwork Nation. Wow.
We're always on here at The Takeaway. You can catch up with us on Facebook, Friend Feed, Twitter. Today we're following the political turmoil in Pakistan, how NATO might try to resolve the conflict between Russia and Georgia, and what voters are thinking about in Pennsylvania.
And here's what John in Massachusetts is thinking about.
I don't know who I really support for this presidential election, but experience, it has it's part of an equation. It's part of a recipe. It's not everything. So if Obama lacks experience, he may make up for it in character.
We want to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Who should Barack Obama pick for his VP nominee?
If you've missed anything from our show or want to weigh in, she's right. Go to thetakeaway.org. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.